This is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Politics and alcohol have a long history together. During colonial times, American revolutionaries plotted their independence in taverns over tankards of ale. This summer, we at WNIJ wanted to learn the mood of listeners as we approach the fall elections, so we invited author Dan Lipman to talk to voters in bars. You've heard the phrase, in vino veritas? Well, you're going to hear the truth recorded on an iPhone. Dan begins his series of reports at a favorite watering hole with a veteran observer of political discussions involving alcohol.
Well, it really depends on the place that you go into, because depending on the type of person you talk to, you're going to get one way or the other. It also could be a really interesting conversation. It could be a really hostile conversation, just because of the environment that you're in and the standpoints people really like to take.
That's Natasha on Political Arguments in Bars. She's the bartender at one of my favorite places on the planet, the Oasis Microbar in Rockford. Built on the remnants of a former strip club, the bar's decor suggests ersatz Rat Pack Splendor.
The summer wind came blowing in.
Bar stools and upholstered chairs with rollers, a painting of Adam and Eve in fig leaves, Adam casually offering up a snifter of coppery beer, probably a lager or pale ale. Best of all, the large TV over the front door, broken for years and never on.
All summer long.
It was against the bar I found Mike, a retired school teacher from South Beloit, concerned with some of Governor Pat Quinn's recent comments, which struck him as being too close to the union-busting rhetoric of Wisconsin's Scott Walker.
In Wisconsin, for example, they broke the open meeting laws and signed non-disclosure agreements, and the chicanery involved in it is not acceptable.
So, but you find that the fact that all that's going on has not repressed your, it's motivated you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm like more fired up to get out there and have my vote count.
Mike's comments about chicanery got me thinking about ways to fix our political system. I'd been hearing about efforts to improve the way election districts are drawn, to get away from gerrymandering and adopt a nonpartisan method. To learn more about redistricting, I went looking for an expert. At Fatty's Sports Bar in DeKalb, I found NIU political scientist Matt Strepp. Is gerrymandering or redistricting stirring any debate?
Well, I can tell you, gerrymandering is not going to be driving people to the polls, because most people aren't going to be overly concerned about redistricting when they go vote.
We talk about people being concerned about partisan gerrymanders, but really what they're concerned about is the lack of competition, right? The fact that we have so many elections that aren't competitive, and in many cases, you've got members of Congress who are running unopposed. And if I know that I'm going to win election without having to do anything, and I don't have any threat, then I don't necessarily have to pay attention to the voters in my district, right? So what anybody who's trying to change the redistricting process is trying to do is they're trying to make districts more competitive.
I thought it would be interesting to see if Matt was right, which was how I found myself in the brand new Prairie Street Brewhouse in Rockford. Sitting near gleaming fermentation tanks and intricately carved tap handles, I asked Barbara about redistricting.
I am so sorry. That is like mud to me when they start talking about that. They lose me there. I'm sorry.
Her husband, Don, added,
the redistricting, to me, anyway, is a problem because all of a sudden, I kind of like this guy, and all of a sudden, not my district anymore, disappeared. Here's a new guy. I don't even know who that is. So, yes, I have a problem with that. It may be the proper thing to do, but then we as voters need more education on it so we know what's going on.
Do you know, which district are you in? Is it okay if I ask?
It's wonderful if you ask.
Okay.
I don't have a clue until I go there and they say, this is where you are.
I found a much different vibe in DeKalb's Twin Tap, a more mellow family scene, where you're likely to find tables of Little League and soccer teams celebrating victories with pitchers of soda and free popcorn, right next to older guys taking in the Cubs game over the bar. And it's where I found Eileen, who had strong opinions about the way redistricting has impacted DeKalb in particular.
The last time they did a miserable job for DeKalb, we're not important in any election anymore, it seems. So I think, I think there should be a more neutral way in doing redistricting.
Oh, you'd be so more nonpartisan.
I would prefer to have it nonpartisan.
So where would someone go to learn more about redistricting? Matt?
If you want an excellent blog that it talks about election reform in general, and redistricting is often a subject on this, a guy named Rick Hassan, who's a professor, law professor at University of California, Irvine, he has a phenomenal blog that looks at the effects of nonpartisan redistricting commissions and things like that. So that's a place that I read every day to get my election reform news.
Ultimately, it's Natasha, the barkeep at Oasis, who gets to hear the voters directly as she's pouring drinks.
A lot of people like to criticize things that they have no control over, but at the same time, they think they could do a better job, but put them in the same position, it's not going to happen.
What's the big drink this week?
Oh, KBS.
All right, that's what I got right now. Okay.
Let's go drink some.
In the meantime, I guess I'll be looking to have more conversations with voters as we get closer to the elections, which means I'm going to head out to more saloons and bars across the WNIJ listening area. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Next time, Dan asks imbibing voters about their personal economies during the economic recovery. You can see pictures of his favorite bars at WNIJ.org.